song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Thursday Doug and Daddy Show coming at you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hope you enjoy the next hour of program we've got for you. Of course, everybody knows by now, Doug Duda out this week. Todd Gatula was in yesterday from the Kearney World Hub. Today, UNK baseball coach Damon Day is in. Damon, thanks so much for stopping by today and giving us an hour of your time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on the airwaves of beautiful Kearney, Nebraska on this one of the nicer days we've had.
You know what? It really is. About 80 degrees, light winds for once.
I'm a guy that needs to check what's going on in the community because I was up at 6 a.m. this morning over at Metalark to find out.
Really? You already got your round in?
No, you can't play on the course the morning of the state tournament. Yeah, so yeah. But I got more work done in the last 2 hours than I've probably gotten done all summer. So I got to finally get those expense reports back to Eve Green. So she's only needed them for about 2.5 months. So yeah, it's a good day. Excited to talk a little sports.
Well, one thing we are going to talk about right off the bat here, and we're pleased to be joined by Shelley Smith of ESPN. You see her on SportsCenter. You see her following the Lakers and the Nuggets. You see her everywhere on SportsCenter. She is Shelley Smith, and she joins us right now. Lakers Nuggets talk going on, Shelley. Even here in Nebraska, there's NBA talk. Can you believe it?
No. You're kidding.
No, really, say it ain't so. I think there's more NBA talk in the last 3 weeks in Nebraska than there's been in the last 10 years.
Well, that's good. You know, it's really been a great year. You know, there are some years where I would say it's not a great year, you know, when certain teams are in it in certain places. But this has been really kind of fun, having the Nuggets, a new team in there.
Shelley, when you followed this team, Lamar Odom, what he did last night, stepping up, obviously was the difference in the game last night and probably will be the kind of the difference in this series. Everybody knows Kobe's going to get his. Does he have to step up and have a huge game in 6 or 7 for the Lakers to advance?
Yeah, he does. He's at least playing solid. You know, he has been in so much pain. I don't think we have an idea of how much pain the guy's been in. He has a giant welt on the back on his back because he fell on or he was tripped or whatever during the Houston series, and there's a lot of fluid around it. And his trainer just says he doesn't even know how he's moving. The very first night after he hurt himself, he had to sleep in a chair. He couldn't even, you know, stretch out flat. So the guy has really been in a lot of pain. And Phil Jackson said the inactivity is what has hurt his game most, is because he hasn't been able to practice, so he doesn't have the kind of rhythm. Well, he just sort of took it on himself, and Derek Fisher said he found himself last night. He just said, no matter what it takes, no matter how much it hurts, I'm just going to continue to be aggressive, and he was. He was great.
Shelley, I got to, you know, kind of comes out of nowhere. I don't think anybody realized the injury was that bad. When you hear other people out there bagging on their toughness, Do you just cringe and say, wait a minute, these guys have risen to the challenge kind of at least during the playoffs and have a shot here to go to the NC or the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I mean, I've at times thought they were tough enough. You know, Andrew Bynum certainly hasn't played tough, but he is coming back from an injury. People like to, to criticize Pau Gasol for not being tough. He's gotten a lot tougher since last year's Finals. He's worked on it. And he's still one of the best finesse players, big man finesse players in the league. You saw some of the shots he made last night. I was like, wow. But, yeah, their toughness has been challenged, and I think it's a lot because they don't talk about injuries much. Lamar certainly doesn't. And if we hadn't seen him with his shirt off in the locker room, we wouldn't have known. I mean, it's an ugly, ugly bruise, a big, huge welt. And as he said last night, your back is your core. You can't do anything in basketball without your back. And because he's a tough guy. He's played with torn labrums before, which are really painful. But he said this is far worse.
Shelly Smith from ESPN joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Shelly, I guess everybody wants to know who's going to advance the finals. In your mind, do they get it done in seven? Because I frankly don't think they can win in Denver, just the way the game went the other night.
Yeah, I don't. You know, teams are funny on the road, especially in closeout games. This Laker team, believe it or not, is still very, very young. A lot of young guys on this team who really haven't been tested on the road. Kobe called their road win in Denver the greatest road victory he's ever been a part of as being on the Lakers team, which is amazing. He said because these guys are so young, they don't understand. And last year, they kind of waltzed to the finals. They weren't, remember, they just hardly were tested, and it was the Celtics that were tested all the way and got into some sort of rhythm. Teams also on the road tend to pull together more. There's less distractions. There's no family, generally. There's, you know, no having to drive yourself to the arena, which in Los Angeles can be taxing, although none of these guys drive themselves. I don't know why I said that. But it's taxing for me. How about that? It's a real pain for me getting around in Los Angeles. Much easier in Denver where I can walk. But they do tend to sort of rally together. It's more of a kind of a bonding thing. So you never know what might happen. They might be able to come out and match that energy. They might have finally reached the gear where they're not a young team anymore. They can, because they did win there once, they can find it again. But Denver's tough, man. They are really, really, they're scary because they just don't care. They play with such heart and such emotion, which gets them in trouble at times, but also they just play hard every single play, and they're fun to watch.
Shelly, talk about the atmosphere you saw in Denver. How has it been compared to, I guess, other venues maybe during the playoffs?
Well, my favorite line was a fan walking into the arena for that first game said Denver hasn't been this excited since the Jay Cutler trade. And I thought that summed it up perfectly because, you know, it's a great sports town. It really is. And the Nuggets fans, and I grew up there, and I grew up watching the Rockets of the ABA. That's how old I am, when Larry Brown was the coach.
Ooh.
And, yeah. Well, it would be dime beer night, so we would just go because we were 16 and we could get in. But, you know, and it's just been a struggle, a constant struggle. They haven't been good since 84, and, you know, whatever, you know, the Avs have been good, the Broncos have been good, but the people are really into their sports in Denver, and so it was like a college atmosphere. It was like almost like, you know, a Nebraska game, not quite, because people weren't tailgating like crazy. But it was a lot of fun, and I expect tomorrow night. I'm sure they're thrilled that it's going to six because they get another chance to see their team.
Well, Shelly, I know you're not covering this, but on the other side of the bracket, who do you like to come out of there in advance?
You know, Orlando's is really, really good, and I think probably, you know, it's just so hard to come back from 3-1. But I just, you know, watching LeBron, I just don't see how he lets that happen. I think maybe they get tonight. But that said, Orlando's really good, and Stan Van Gundy may be the funniest coach. He and George Karl, if that was the finals, Denver and Orlando, we would have the two funniest coaches in the NBA. They're just fun to be around. They're hilarious. Don't take themselves too seriously. It's not all, you know, and you should have heard George last night going off on Phil about how Phil plays these mind games with the referees, and he's so philosophical, and, you know, and it would be fun if it was Denver or Orlando with those two, but I think it will be the Lakers and probably Orlando, but never count out the greatest player playing right now.
Well, Shelly, that's one topic that's been brought up. Does David Stern and everybody out there when this deal started wanted to see the Lakers and the Cavs, Kobe, LeBron? Now, all of a sudden, I'm not sure there's a storyline because there's stars on each one of the last four remaining teams.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's, you know, I don't know that it's the NBA as much as it's Nike with their puppets, and it's Vitamin Water with their Showdown, you know. And I read a story the other day that says probably Nike is now gearing up to, if it is Denver, Orlando, to show puppets of Kobe and LeBron watching the final. So, you know, it's marketing drives the whole thing. But, I love talking about conspiracy theories, and I was talking to Derek Fisher the other day about it because he was talking about that great run in 2000. I said, well, it was all fixed. And, you know, he said, oh, yeah, of course it was. So, yeah, I don't know. Everyone wants to see LeBron, Kobe, but I think a Dwight Howard Kobe or Dwight Howard and Carmelo Chauncey Kenyon would be good, too. I mean, I'm a basketball junkie, so I watch anything.
Fair enough. Shelly Smith from ESPN. Shelly, we appreciate
Daddy.
The time.
Yep.
As always, it's great to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Hey,
tell everybody in Nebraska hello for me.
I'll do that, and we need to have a cocktail one of these days.
Or 12.
We can do that, too. 12,
okay.
1, whatever. Thanks so much, Shelly. Have
you
a great day.
Bye.
Enjoy Denver. Shelly Smith, ESPN. Always nice to catch up with a national somebody that's there all the time covering this team.
That's big time. I mean, she's on TV.
Yeah, that's
she's.
We don't mess around here.
I thought it was an impersonator.
Oh, not
before when I was listening. You know, knows the real person.
Oh, Doug, you know, Doug's out. Oh, he won't get anybody big. Oh, no, we go right to the top. It's like president, vice president, Shelly Smith of ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, damn near. It's like that. That's the pecking order. Well, Scott Van Pelt, Shelly Smith, right there together.
She got a tough job coming up with just new nuggets of information every, what, they go to her like every 20 minutes in a sports center?
Yeah, you know what? We were talking about this the other day. The worst job, and there was a girl covering the Michael Vick getting out of Leavenworth.
Yeah.
And they would go to her every 20 minutes, and she would have absolutely nothing to report.
He's still here.
Well, there's three entrances. He's going to leave out of one of them.
Yep.
It could come under the cover of darkness.
Well, it's just like Ed Werder always doing the Cowboys. And then you see him doing something else, and you're like, that guy does something else?
Yeah.
I just thought he hung out at Valley, the ranch the whole time.
You know, since Shelly lives in Los Angeles, they like, I mean, proximity, I mean, that's,
right.
they don't send her to Green Bay all the time. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So,
yeah, they do. She goes to Green Bay
for
Favre.
Well, there you go. A little bit here and there. But you know what? She's with Pete Carroll, Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, during football season, she hangs out with the Trojans. Basketball season, she's with the Lakers. That's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. Hey, we're going to be back on the Doug and Daddy Show with more great stuff. More big names probably popping up the rest of the hour on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Brady Quinn.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. Both locations offer years of experience with anchor segmental retaining walls that will enhance the beauty and value of your home or business. Call today for professional guidance with your unique landscape or retaining wall project at no additional cost to you. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
You'll have fun.
Make It Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for weekend fun and fantastic food. Watch and wager on coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing from 20 tracks, including State Fair Park. Afternoons and evenings from 11:25 a.m. Plus enjoy live draw keynote, Saturday night prime rib special, full dining and bar, satellite sports. Yours for weekend fun. Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Baseball is back, and after a long, hard day of work, stop by Slugger's. Sit back and relax while watching your favorite baseball team play on the big screen. Enjoy a cold beverage and a pretty damn good charburger while talking baseball with knowledgeable people. Slugger's, your local baseball paradise. And check out the new outdoor beer garden. Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna Grand Island. Pounding pitchers all day long.
Samoa Joe leads the Frontline Revenge Tour as TNA Wrestling invades Kearney live June 14th. Kurt Angle and over 20 TNA superstars will battle it out inside the six-sided ring. TNA is live at the First Tier Event Center Sunday, June 14th. Tickets are on sale now at the Event Center box office or KearneyEvents.com. Log on to TNAWrestling.com for more details. TNA Wrestling, cross the line.
A million people signed up to follow Ashton Kutcher's Twitter tweets, defeating CNN. Get Ashton Kutcher beat Doug and Daddy in podcast downloads from ESPNSuperstation.com.
I thought we were going to have a shot at it.
We don't think so. Doug and Daddy podcast now at ESPNSuperstation.com.
So I've been like listening a little bit more lately.
Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, Kearney.
They sat in their underwear and they hung out on their couch eating some potato chips.
Some patchy fog still could linger in some areas early on yet today. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine to develop with a high of around 83 with northwest winds of 5 to 15. Tonight's clear skies will continue along with light winds. We'll dip back to 54, followed by highs of 90 on Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
That's my iPod right there.
Really?
Yeah. Love the jams.
What was that jam? What we got there?
Omarion, Icebox.
Young Squeaky.
Icebox.
I don't know. I don't listen to the rap music.
Unbelievable. Hey, Damon, you follow Kearney Colonels a little bit. You got some former players
on
there.
Yes, I do. Well, yes.
They are headed to Brookings.
South Dakota
to play a little tournament this weekend. There's a lot, you know, teams, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota.
It's a big deal up there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty, you know, they're getting the American League DH rule instituted. These guys are getting it, you know, they went to the championship and probably should have won the thing last year. And
yes.
Kind of blew it. Wow. Come on, guys. Let's get it together. But no, there's a lot of ex-players, a lot of, you know,
yeah,
just want to play the game.
Yeah, a lot of college guys want to keep going and keep playing and doing their thing. And
Greg Ritchie kind of leads the deal up or heads the deal up, I think.
Does a nice job with them, works very hard at it.
I think just finding fields to practice on and get – I mean,
yeah, Kearney's not the best place when it comes to fields. I mean, the fields that we have are
very
are
nice.
Outstanding. We just don't have a lot of quantity of full-size fields. So
I want to give a shout to the Colonels and just mention them. And they are going to take on Aberdeen. Aberdeen at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. That will be their first game. So,
how many days is the tournament? One? Two?
No, it's actually a three-dayer, but only two games on Friday, so just Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So they play two games, must be guaranteed two games, Brookings and Aberdeen, just where they fall into the pools. So.
Oh, great. Get to play the home team. Bet you that umpiring is going to be good.
Yeah.
The old manager's little brother. Uncle Teddy out there.
Yeah, he's out. What?
Yeah, that's the call we're going to go with.
We're going to go with out there. So best of luck to those guys up there. Hey, we were talking a little Senior Legion baseball yesterday with Tagatula because Grand Island, 40,000, only has one Legion team. Only 17 kids committed to play baseball for the
right.
For the 17 and 18-year-olds. Right. And so we got an email. This comes from Curtin Hastings. Says, it was interesting to listen to your discussion about Grand Island only having one senior Legion team this year. As a parent of a senior baseball player here in Hastings, we had the same problem. Last fall, the baseball coach met with all the boys to see if he could get a commitment from enough of them to have two teams. At that time, there were approximately 25 boys that said they would play senior Legion baseball in 09 on either of the two teams. What happened here is, when the coach decided who should play on the top team and who should play on the second team, some of the boys not picked for the top team decided not to play. There were also other issues, such as lack of playing time from previous year for some players. Anyway, Hastings ended up with only one senior Legion team also. You guys do a great job. Thanks so much. That comes from the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Shoot us an email anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you see numbers drop, Damon, and just lack of interest in baseball, or what's going on?
You know, I always say it's a tough spot for me because you can't let your, you know, my personal beliefs on things don't always go with the status thing. And being around the game as much as I am, I mean, for the last 10 years and everything, it's every day type of thing growing up. You know, I played 12 games. I played 12 games of Little League Baseball. And I've told people before, I went swimming, I went fishing, I rode my bike, I did everything else under the sun. Kids just get to a certain point with as much as they do now, as much as they're asked of with all of their coaches. Something's got to give. You think about it. I was talking to a parent last night whose son is no longer going to, because I think he's a freshman, he's no longer going to do anything but their number one sport now. Kid's not even done growing or whatnot. So there's a lot of just different issues. I think the kids have changed. I think focuses have changed. But, yeah, I think baseball is definitely something that has taken a hit in the broader sense of things with this particular generation because baseball is a little slower. It is a game of failure. It's not as fast-paced as, say, a basketball or a football or even a soccer. So I think there's multiple reasons of why kids are doing it, you know.
You know, and I believe in talking to some people close with the American Legion team here in Kearney, this could be a factor in Kearney a year from now. They say that the numbers will be down next year, and it could be a deal where they only have the one team in Kearney Legion as well. So it's not just Grand Island. It's not just Hastings.
Oh, it's an Omaha big time. Talk to the Millard coaches. I mean, you talk about Millard South. They have, you know, one of the best teams in the state in the spring, and then look at their roster come summer. It's not the same roster. Kids are playing their one season now in the spring and then moving on to different things during the summertime and just aren't playing summer baseball as much as they used to. And you know, that's just a baseball problem all throughout the entire state and really throughout the entire country.
But I just think with basketball camps and football camps, if you think you're going to go on and play, how many kids out there actually, when they zero in on that one sport, actually advance and succeed?
Well,
it's got to be a relatively number.
I would say it's 25%.
Like one out of four of them.
Well, I'll put it this way. We'll bring in a recruiting class of 15 roughly each year, and then it's based upon each sport. By the time we'll graduate four or five. So we'll bring in 15, and four or five of those kids will make it all the way through. So that's about 25% of all the kids.
But those kids that you're recruiting certainly don't just play baseball only.
Oh, yeah. You'd be stunned at how many. I don't have that many two-sport athletes on. I mean, they played intramural hoops or did stuff like that. But there's a big focus and impetus on young kids to choose the sport early.
Well, who came up with that?
It just evolved into that? Yeah, I think, the pro focus went with training all year long, and then the pros handed it down to colleges, and now colleges, you know, our guys are right now lifting and whatnot.
Well, I think Tom Osborne liked to see a state champion pole vaulter. He liked to see a kid that was 6'3" that was a point guard on a basketball team.
And now you move down to the from the college level down to the high school level. Think about if you're just a high school athlete. All right, say your sport, I don't know, you pick a season for your sport. You have your season. Then you have your postseason. Or, you know, your tournaments or whatnot. Then you have conditioning for summer. And then when you get in the summer, you have your summer leagues, your summer camps, your summer everything. Then you have preseason conditioning for that sport. When do you even fit in another sport?
But I just think the season dictates what you play. It's not indicative of what your dad, who thinks you're going to be an NBA superstar or be in the NFL.
I think it's just,
I mean, it's in the fall, we played football. Winter, you played basketball. You came out, and I guess you golfed, ran track, and now they play soccer. Some kids do.
Right.
If something's wrong with them. I'm kidding.
You know that soccer.
But it's becoming more popular.
It's the best sport for developing children. It's the best child sport. Develops motor skills better than any other sport.
But then in the summer, it's baseball time.
Right.
I cringed. And basketball was probably far and away my number one sport in high school. No doubt about it. I just cringed when you would have to miss a baseball game because you're going to a basketball camp. And I realized we had to do those things and had to commit to those things in the summer to make us better in the winter. And that was kind of, that's been 18 years ago. That was kind of at the onset, I think, of when this mentality started to change. When you started to have to, the summer leagues.
Oh, yeah.
The summer.
Travel teams.
Hey, do you want to play with us this weekend? We're going to Lincoln for that type of stuff. Where before it was, you came over to Jerry Heiser and Tom Crop's basketball camp for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
You're home by Wednesday at noon, and that's
good to go.
We're good to go. Go, okay, enjoy the rest of the summer, play baseball, and you played in our league in Bertrand Loomis. We were Burmese. We played three times a week. We played Sunday, you played Wednesday, and you played Friday. And that's just what you did. You know, you can talk about McCook.
McCook used to be baseball. I know, because I know a bunch of guys that used to play there.
And well, Marcus Clapp, yep. Dale Bean, yep. Rusty Lash. I mean, those are three. I mean, there's boom. Those guys come to mind right away.
Yep.
It was day in, day out. It was awesome. Baseball, baseball, baseball. There's always kids up hit. There's always somebody to play catch with. In McCook, it was all baseball. Now there's no base. I mean, do they even field a team?
I think this year they finally got their A team back. I think they finally had an A team.
But McCook has changed, directed solely, and once again, Derek, I'm going to use the word to use it, the myopic view, it's all football. It's so zoned in on football.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're
don't you want a well-rounded athlete, or you want somebody to play baseball their whole life?
Yeah, I mean, you would love to, but you do not find a lot of two-sport guys. You may find a couple two-sport guys here. That you'll find pitchers that play some hoops or do some stuff like that. But it's just the whole landscape of high school athletics has changed so much, and kids feel like they have to choose, and kids want to choose, and it's just different. I mean, I'm not saying it's better or worse. It's just really different. Hopefully that the cycle comes back around. Me being as big a baseball guy as I am, you hope the cycle comes back around, but you just don't know. I mean, there's just such an impetus and a focus now on picking one sport, and you have to do it so early that you don't even know if you're physically that's going to be your best sport. I mean, how many kids are?
Do you like do you like the travel team for the 11 and 12 year olds?
No.
I mean, is that something that's maybe a little bit out of hand and out of focus when you got a travel team?
Just in one man's personal opinion, I love Little League Baseball. I think Little League Baseball is a great experience. I think it's gone too far with the teams playing 40, 50, 60, 70 games. And that's not a knock on anybody. That's just a personal thing of mine. I just think that's too many games for a kid that age.
Like you said, we rode bikes. We went to the lake. It's almost like...
And just from my own personal view is when they get to college, they're burnt out. They're burnt out. I mean, that's my biggest fear of it.
That's my point. I think they're getting burnt out in high school.
Yeah, I think that by the time... And it's not just summer leagues and baseball. You talk to basketball coaches. I'm sure if you talk to Coach Loft, it's the same thing with all the different camps and tournaments and, you know, traveling teams. You know, from April all the way through until August, basketball is being played just as much on the travel level scene as baseball. So it's not just a baseball travel thing. It's a sports travel thing to where there's no more seasons. It all just kind of runs all.
Well, I would think with the amount of football camps that are out there, whatever your sport is, I mean, I think it's just become so zeroed in. It almost, we just had so much fun playing the individual seasons. Now, I wasn't somebody in football that loved to hit. You have some people that let's go out there. I want to hit somebody. That wasn't my deal. So football always wasn't that much fun for me. I like to catch a pass. Okay, I catch a pass every once in a while. Here we go. Let's run another route. Let's catch. Throwing the football around. That's fun. That's fun for me. Basketball was fun for me. You know, spring season. All right, running around track wasn't so much fun for me. But baseball, that was a lot of fun for me. Every one of those sports, each of them had their own things, but it was always with your buddies. You were always with the same group of guys, and maybe in the larger schools, maybe your group of friends is diminished from what we all just hung out together, and maybe you just move on and have.
If you talk to I talk to a lot of the coaches at the some of the bigger schools, and a lot of the kids feel like they have to choose to be good at one thing. So they get to play a sport. I mean, and that's just a narrow view of, but since let's face it, I would say society has changed as a whole, and the kids have changed as a whole, as to being a role guy is no longer cool. You saw that when you talked about the Hastings guys, how they lost kids, or the gentleman talked about in the email with Hastings, how kids didn't like their roles or their playing time. It seems like nobody now wants to take the role of not being the guy. And we're losing a lot of those role players that you need to fill out a high school roster or even a collegiate roster.
Well, Kelly chimes in from the Dent Popper inbox. It has become that there is never an off-season for sports specialists anymore. The college athletics theories have now branched into the high schools. Maybe that...
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt, it has moved down.
I think, honestly, that the high school coaches have gotten so much better. I think that high school coaching has gotten so much better that they've used a lot of what they did in college or what they learned from college coaches, and that gentleman's exactly right. There's no difference in some programs between going to high school right into college.
Well, I don't know what difference it makes and what you're, you know, and what sport you're playing. I don't, you know, if you go to, if I understand if you're in Arizona, here it's tough to play baseball. And maybe that's a lack of kids that are able to, for you to say, come to play at Kearney. We were going to try and be one of the better Division I programs in the RMAC Conference and have a chance to advance to regional
Division
play.
Division II. Let's not start the rumor that we're going Division I.
Okay. Division II.
Yeah.
We're not. Hey, Bill and Kearney joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bill, how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Taking you back to, you guys were talking about the multi-sport kids, and I think not only are the coaches pushing them to pick one, but I think parents at a younger age are pushing for them to pick one when you just look at the economics of it. You know, when you factor the camps, the uniforms they buy, if they take a special trip somewhere, you know, these things just money you to death. If you have a kid that's playing, you know, several different sports, especially baseball, if they're on an all-star team or something like that.
That's very, very true. You know what? It baffles me how these parents afford. You know, we've got hockey here in Kearney. I don't know if hockey's in Grand Island and Hastings, or kids play hockey now. You think the kids are showing up at the airport with their bags and all the crap they have to wear to play hockey. It's truly amazing. Thanks for the phone call, 1-888-455-3776. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there as far as expensive sports,
right.
What's a bat cost nowadays?
Oh, $350. If you don't, yeah. I mean, the thing like with us is we have our fall league now because there's a genuine want. I mean, there's a genuine want for kids to keep playing baseball in the fall because they enjoy it. And so, you know, we've answered the market or the questions about going into fall. And now we have little guys playing baseball throughout the fall. And I know it's kind of a contradictory statement. Is you said you were kind of from a personal standpoint, I am, but as the college baseball coach at UNK, I love it because we have so many kids from Kearney on our roster. So from a college baseball standpoint, I love it. From now being a first-time father, is my son going to do all that?
No. It's simple.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
we just put the kibosh on it now because he's one, but I'm sure there's going to come a time where we're going to have to make all those types of decisions, but I mean, I don't think it's – I always go back to this. It's a great topic to debate, but it's not a bad thing if kids are involved.
I just want to see kids active all year long.
Right. And if a kid is focused on, I just want to play hoops, then that's good. And if he just wants to play baseball, great. If he just wants to play football, great. If a female wants to just play volleyball, I'm like, fine. If they want to focus on that and that wants to be their passion and drive, that's phenomenal because somewhere along the line, someone gave them the passion to do that. And it's better than not. So you have to be careful with complaining too much about them playing this one sport all year long because it's better that they're doing that than not being involved at all.
Well, Kelly chimes in once again on the Dem Popper inbox, says McCook baseball last season was a combination of Cambridge and McCook area. This season there isn't enough interest in Gothenburg for them to have a Legion team. I did not know that. Thank you, Kelly, for that information. Gothenburg, that...
The Melons.
The Melons, there you go. Okay, and you're going to have to help me with the coach that was involved with the Dodgers and the big Dodger fans over there in Gothenburg land. Baseball was every day right next to the pool.
Oh,
you went swimming, you got done swimming.
The coach's name pool. Escapes right now. But Luke Edson was from there. One of our pitchers that came in and did a great job for us. We love Luke.
All these guys are doing this thing with their hands behind us saying we got to get to a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Hey, Greeny.
Yeah, it's Golic.
You know when you sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and you get to the lyrics, buy me some peanuts and a certain branded snack?
Of course I do. It's my favorite part of the song.
Well, you think it'd sound better if it went, buy me some peanuts and a new Subway Tuscan chicken melt?
Well, I'd have to say it probably would, but maybe I'm just being swayed by your gorgeous singing.
Try a simple way to eat better with the newest mouthwatering Fresh Fit choice. The tangy Subway Tuscan chicken melt. Seasoned chicken and melted cheese with 9 grams of fat. Subway. Eat fresh.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need to get you from the off-season to the preseason to the state championship game. With brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, and ASICS, our staff can help you maintain that competitive edge. Don't forget, along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Some patchy fog still could linger in some areas early on yet today. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine to develop with a high of around 83 with northwest winds of 5 to 15. Tonight's clear skies will continue along with light winds. We'll dip back to 54, followed by highs of 90 on Friday. On weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
So baby, give me that.
Toot, toot,
and let me get
we're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Of course, Doug Duda out this week on vacation. Damon Day holding down the fort on the other microphone. Great to have Damon in studio. We continue our talk about whether you want to be a one-sport athlete, whether you think you should be more well-rounded. Emails continue to roll in. Adam and Holdridge says, I'm of the opinion that video games play a part in the numbers of sports being down. Your hardcore players will always be out. But I think some of the borderline or role players just aren't interested anymore. Kids aren't as active as they used to be. Grand Island has, what, 20, 17, or 18-year-olds that are going out for baseball? How many 17 or 18-year-olds are playing MLB 09 all summer instead? What do you guys think? Hey, I agree. When's the last time you went by a park and there's people out shooting a basketball?
Harmon. I was
part of the time.
Yeah, I drive by Harmon. A lot of use in the hockey facility, that little hockey rink. Yeah. There's a lot of use there. There's a lot of hoops being played. I don't see a lot of pickup baseball. I don't see a lot of wiffle ball. I don't see a lot of pickup basketball games against, you know, littler people or, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh. I don't see a lot of that. I don't see a lot of pickup games in the driveways.
Older people getting the neighbor kids that are younger involved in games.
Right.
I don't see
a lot of Sandlot.
Right. There
but,
you go.
But the world's changed. There's not a lot of that anywhere. I mean, you would hope to that here. I mean,
see, when you live in the country,
listen to your intro music though. All right, we're in Kearney, Nebraska, and you guys are bumping some rap music. The intro.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Look how mainstream everything has become. A whole part of a culture that we don't really know anything about as far as rap music. Now you're playing it on your radio show.
I think that
it's all changed. Everything.
I think it's just. I don't know how it can change so dramatically though. What has happened?
It's the information age. Ask any sociology professor. It's the information age. The world's faster. A kid that's 12 now is pretty much the same as an 18-year-old when people were young.
How can these kids that never picked up a BlackBerry knows so much about computers. They punched 32 buttons on here and locked this deal up that your head would spin.
Right. Oh, exactly. This generation of youth is so far technologically advanced than we are. I have to call players. I have to call Jared Lushen anytime anything goes wrong with my computer. I have to call Jared Lushen. He'll show up, and in 3 minutes, he'll type up whatever he needs to type up, and I'm good to go. I don't know how to put music on my iPod. Jared Lushen does know how to put on music on my iPod. You walk on our bus. I remember walking on my bus when I was a college baseball player. If you had a tape deck Walkman, you were legit.
You were the real deal.
Now when you walk on our bus, you would probably see, I'd say, 85% of every guy, there's a laptop with a battery pack and with internet, and these guys are rolling down the street doing homework, internet.
Are they getting jobs? What do they do? You can't play this Madden and this MLB 09. You can't play that much of it, can you?
Oh, I would be willing to bet you got kids that just go on 20, 22-hour benders of just playing that game.
It's
addictive.
You know what? We grew up in the country. We don't have a banjo in Bertrand. We didn't sit in a porch swing and play the banjo. You know, we played wiffle ball.
Yeah.
We had tournaments, and
cable TV now. You remember when the TV had the box on the top that you pushed the button? There was 13 channels.
Nobody can explain this deal, how much it's changed so dramatically to me.
Why it's changed?
Maybe Joe DiMaggio can do that after we come back, talk a little fantasy baseball for some dork that's sitting on the computer as well.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Guys, at JCPenney, they know that comfort matters. So shop the JCPenney sale now and get the entire stock of men's jockey underwear and gold toe socks for 25% off. At JCPenney, it's easy to find the sizes and styles you want, so stock up on jockey and gold toe right now while they're on sale. The men's store inside JCPenney is the smart place to get in, find it, and get going. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. JCPenney. See store for details. Offer ends June 21st.
Salon Paw's Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paw's gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paw's is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paw's Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Some patchy fog still could linger in some areas early on yet today. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine to develop with a high of around 83 with northwest winds of 5 to 15. Tonight's clear skies will continue along with light winds. We'll dip back to 54, followed by highs of 90 on Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 66.
But I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Look Little out, Johnny Jackson Town. See, even I know who this is.
Now that's growing up in Bertrand right there.
There you go.
Johnny, picking the fiddle right there.
Hey, we're pleased to be joined, as we are every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe DeMeo joins us, Fantasy Player at Edge.com. Joe, how are you today?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Doug, Daddy, how you guys?
Well, we're all right. Doug's out this week. He's vacationing. We got the we've actually got the baseball coach for the University of Nebraska, Kearney, sitting in for him right here.
How you doing, Coach? Nice
Good.
To meet you.
Good. Nice to meet you, too.
Joe, the Yankees have made their move. The biggest second base surprise of the year, is it Cano?
Yeah, well, Aaron Hill to me is the biggest second base surprise of the year, no question about it. Cano is off to a fine start. He slumped a little bit. He's stroking again. He's back around 320. But Aaron Hill has been out of this world from a fantasy perspective and from a real-world perspective. The guy has 12 home runs. He's knocked in almost 40, if not 40, and that's from a guy who doesn't have that level of track record. So, in fact, he's up to 37 RBIs. He's hitting 344. So if you want, you know, upside surprises at second base, it would be Hill. At shortstop, would be the kid in Tampa Bay, Jason Bartlett.
Fair enough. Joe DeMeo joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, when you see a guy like Carlos Zambrano go absolutely berserk, he's on your fantasy roster, how much do you take into that? And do you just hope it's one start that he misses? Because there's certainly a suspension coming.
Yeah, with a pitcher, it's a funny thing. I mean, what they'll do is he'll get suspended, he'll appeal it, he'll then start serving the suspension right after a start and have a start pushed back one day. So with pitchers, it's different than positional players. Positional players, when they get nailed for five games, it's five games. Pitcher, he'll appeal and he'll likely not miss any turn at all. He'll probably just have one start pushed out one day.
Fair enough. Joe, every week we look at the surprise team and how they're getting it done. Milwaukee, 27-20. How is this team getting it done?
Timely hitting, okay pitching, and Trevor Hoffman. Hoffman's been absolutely amazing. He has not a lot of run this season. That's over 12 appearances with 11 saves. Remember, he began the season on the DL with an oblique. He's come back and done extraordinarily well. Middle relief, Villanueva, and those guys have stepped up, done a nice job, McClung. They're doing it on the front end with pitching, led by Dave Bush, who's always been a reliable pitcher, and the occasional, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Parra, on the front end of the rotation. And of course, they'll always have, anytime you have Braun and Fielder in the middle of things, you have a hitter's chance of winning ballgames.
Joe Russ once again chimes in on the Dem Popper inbox. He wants to know, from a triple A perspective, is there a pitcher out there that can help your roster?
Yeah, Tommy Hansen. Right away, hurry up.
Tommy
Hansen's your man. Chris Medlin has gotten rocked now twice. The only reason Medlin was brought up and not Tommy Hansen is that Glavine is due back, and he'll be at the back end of the rotation. So they didn't want to bring Hansen up just to yo-yo and put him back down. My guess is that Glavine will be brought up, and the first hint of an ineffective starter in the Braves rotation, young Tommy Hansen will be called up. And when he gets called up, like Price, he'll stay up.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, they lead the American League Central four games now, the Detroit Tigers. This is a team that everybody expected it a year ago. Now everybody got off their bandwagon, and they're getting it done this year.
Well, can you spell Verlander? The big difference in the Detroit Tigers is Justin Verlander. He was pedestrian. He was mediocre last season at best. He started this season exactly the same way. And now this side of Zach Greinke, he's the most effective pitcher in the major leagues right now. He's got double-digit strikeouts in four of his last five games and hasn't allowed more than an earned run in five starts. when you have your ace chucking like that, you overlay Edwin Jackson behind that a decent hitting club led by, of course, Miguel Cabrera. You have the basis for a team that should be able to contend in a division, let's face it, that is, average. The Twins are a decent club, and if Liriano could figure out how to pitch once again and Scott Baker returns to the form that we all know that he possesses, overlay Kevin Slowey, Blackburn, Glenn Perkins will be off the disabled list shortly. They can make a run at the Tigers as well. Cleveland, I think, is just out. I don't think they have enough pitching to get the job done. And the White Sox, I believe, are going to be middle of the pack kind of club most of the season. So, you look for Detroit to be able to stay in that mix all season long, especially if Verlander keeps throwing like he's throwing.
Well, you brought up Zach Greinke, and I wanted to touch on him. No way he can keep going at the same pace he's going, but he seems to impress with every start he goes out there.
Key thing is the five complete games on top of it all. I mean,
yeah.
Joaquin Soria went down with an injury. I took 15 bullpen pitches yesterday. There's no timetable for his return. Look for him to come back sometime middle of next week. And what Greinke does is he comes in and he saves bullpens. I mean, Hillman's got to be, just thrilled. He hands him the ball, and then we get to the next day. No, he can't keep up a .84 ERA and a sub-1 whip. Those numbers are not even Bob Gibson-esque, if you will, or Koufax type of numbers. They're below those numbers. So, yes, Greinke will definitely have some outings that will press those numbers back to reality. But it looks like to me he's on his way ostensibly to an 18 to 22 game season at Al Kafli last season, and there's no reason in the world why he won't have a sub-2 ERA and a WHIP of 1.05 or less.
Joe, you're the best. We'll see you next week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug. Coach, nice meeting you. See
nice
you next
you
week,
too,
guys.
Joe
DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Check it out there on the internet. Get the latest tips. You got players you need to pick up. Or whatnot. Joe has got it figured out. How he keeps that stuff straight, I have no idea. But he certainly seems to. So, hey, Coach, we're going to be back tomorrow. You're going to be back in the studio. We're going to get to the baseball. I didn't get much time today to talk about the college baseball that's going to start going on here. Big surprise. I think everybody kind of around the nation is talking about Oklahoma State and Baylor being in the tournament. And some other coaches not real thrilled about that. But we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Good deal.
I want to thank Shelly Smith from ESPN joining us, talk a little NBA with us at the start of the show. And I want to thank Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Dame and Dave back in for Doug tomorrow. We'll get you the weekend here on the Doug and Daddy Show 23 hours from now. ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.